And welcome to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. And today it is Friday, of course, and we love Fridays because Fridays mean we've got two more full days with our wonderful pets. We will have so much fun talking about what we can do in this great weather. We're going to have some special guests on in the coming weeks about where you can take your dog, pet-friendly hotels, awesome places like that you can take your dog hiking or even stay over with your dog. Have a beautiful, entertaining afternoon with your dog at a restaurant with other dogs. It's the ultimate dog-a-thon. We are going to have so much fun. Did want to mention that we are going to have another event this Sunday. If everybody would like to check on our United K9 Professionals website, you will see the amazing event. We're going to be at the Bark in the Park. I will be there. Melissa Peterson will be there. Our people from Bulgaria, Gary, and we have also some people coming in from Missouri. We have some of our people coming in from all over the place, including Arizona, Tennessee, Alaska. You can come and you can meet everybody. It's going to be a blast. So definitely it's in New Jersey and it's in Hunterdon County, and you can check it out on our website. It's called Bark in the Park. And like I said, you'll be able to meet all of us from United Canine Professionals. We will help you with your dogs and bring your dogs. And if your dog doesn't get along with other dogs or people, leave the dog in the car with the windows open or with the car running with somebody else in the car so you don't leave your dog unattended. And you can actually have us come to your car, work with your dog and you and your family to make sure that your dog can partake of the enjoyment and the festivities at the Bark in the Park. Also, anybody who's interested in being involved with MerlinsKids.org, we are rescuing dogs left and right, and we need foster homes for these wonderful dogs. We just rescued a dog from Texas. This poor dog, it's a little lab golden retriever mix. This poor puppy, 3-4 months old, was thrown down a flight of stairs by its owner. Well, let me at that owner. I'll take care of that owner. But, you know, the moral of the story is I think we're not the problem. It's the people who don't understand that dogs are awesome creatures. Animals are amazing. You know that we train dogs at United Canine Professionals and Merlin's Kids to become service dogs and therapy dogs, mostly service dogs. And through our program SD2 and D3, we not only teach people how to become experts, masters, and specialists in natural canine behavior rehabilitation, our trademark words and technique, but also we train people like you or like your friends or your kids or your neighbors or your spouses who love dogs and want to be a part of helping to rescue the more than 4 million dogs euthanized every year from shelters and rescues around the country. Now, what we do, and we've been doing for more than 30 years, is rescuing those stray and shelter and rescue dogs from shelters, rehabilitating them, and then training them to become service dogs for children with special needs, including autism, and for veterans with PTSD, and for other people, including physical disabilities and other groups of people. Well, now it seems that that's the cool thing, and everybody, and it's great, everybody is trying to steal our idea, but the problem is, you have people who mean well, but a lot of times there's an ego involved, and a lot of times there's people who think they know or they don't care that they don't know, and they're soliciting donations from you, telling you they're part of a nonprofit, and instead of being able to really do a good job and learning how to do it, like from an accredited school like we are, United Canine Professionals, we run you through the ringer. You're going to learn how to do it, and you're going to learn how to do it right. You're going to learn how to do the cancer detection. You're going to learn how to do all the things we've been doing for years and years and years and years, but you're going to learn how to do it right. You're not going to be learning from somebody who's throwing a cookie and thinking they know how to fix a dog's behavior. But it's very, very important that when you see these things, you understand that not everybody is doing the right thing for the right reason. But those people who are, help us. And if you want to learn how to do it, call us at 855-4-K-9-PROS, 855-4-K-9-PROS, to get in on our training program. We're going to be starting up in another 4 or 5 weeks. We have our next class for people who are looking to learn how to do natural canine behavior rehabilitation training. It's awesome. It's so much fun. And you learn so much, you won't believe all the things that you're going to learn about why dogs do what they do. It's fascinating. And it beats sitting around with your relatives all summer and being bored, because after a week or two with relatives, let's face it, we want out. Well, come and help us to rescue and rehabilitate more dogs to be able to train them to become service animals for people in need. And we do not charge, unlike most of the places that charge very large amounts of money, and unlike people who are trying to think, to say that they know what they're doing, and you find out that they're not even a nonprofit, or they've never even done it before, and they're just trying because they're giving it a chance. Well, you know what? That's why we have so many problems right now with people getting on airplanes with quote-unquote service dogs who were never even trained or certified by any accredited agency. What makes an agency accredited? What makes an agency legitimate? An agency that's been doing it for 10 or 20 years. An agency that has a track record. An agency that cares what kind of quality of dogs they're putting out. And more importantly, an agency that cares more about the people and the animals than they do about making money. It's not about money. It's about rescuing 4 million dogs who are hopefully not going to die next year like they did this year. It's just so unfair that these poor animals end up having to pay the price for people and their stupidity. So today we're going to be talking about a lot of different things regarding dogs and fun summer stuff to do, and remembering always that because the sun comes out, even if it's only 70 degrees, your car can heat up 20 to 30 degrees above the temperature outside just from a light sun. So make sure you keep your dogs underneath an overhang or with your car running. And even if you leave your car running, don't close the windows all the way, because if you don't have a full tank of gas or your car stalls out, your dog is still going to be in a boiling hot environment. So it's really, really important to make sure that you take care of your animals. I also want to throw a quick shout out to the future Dr. Jody Joseph, who is with me right now, and we are teaching a class and took a break, and we are in Wayne, New Jersey, with Mark and Phyllis and their beautiful new rescue dog that they just got not too long ago, and they are putting the time in now so that this dog can be the best dog in the world. Dogs wind up in the shelter for a reason. If a dog is fearful and it's growling and it doesn't want to be around people, chances are that's why it was given up in the first place. Why do we do the old pass the Christmas fruitcake around? Well, we can fix that issue. Call us at United Canine Professionals. We will help you, and we'll do it for free on the phone. We do free consultations for anybody who's got an issue with their dog. Don't call us if you have an issue with your husband. We're not divorce counselors, but you stay tuned, and we'll give you some great helpful tips, and we'll be right back.
Attention all pet lovers! Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust, mites, and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's PAWSNSILK.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
Treat your furry best friend with a Clear Conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, as promised, we're going to talk a little bit about the cool things that you can do with your dog. Well, one of the problems is if your dog is not stable, is not a calm, confident, cool kind of cucumber like Wyatt and all my dogs, you need to make sure that your dog is prepared. Don't just take your dog out and drag him out into the ocean. Don't just take him out and drag him out into a mall. Don't just take him out and drag him out assuming he's okay. Because you want to set your dog up for success, not for failure. You don't want to, you know, teach your dog to be afraid of things. So don't take your dog out to some, you know, oh, look, let's go to the Memorial Day parade. Oh, let's go to the 4th of July parade with a dog who's got noise sensitivities or might have a history of ear infections. There are a lot of reasons why dogs are afraid of fireworks and loud noises. First of all, things like garbage trucks and vacuum cleaners, things that make garbage disposal noises, things that make grindy sounds, sound like an animal growling. So the animal thinks that something is growling at it. Well, of course, if it thinks the vacuum cleaner is attacking you, or it thinks the garbage disposal is going to eat your leg, or if it thinks that a garbage truck or a sanitation truck is going to, you know, come in and you know, decimate your family because of the grinding, growly sound, then teach the dog that it's nothing to worry about. But you can't tell a dog, hey, Max, hey, Sam, don't worry about it. I've got it. That's only a garbage truck. It's okay. Because although we're telling him it's okay to be, you know, near that thing because it's okay that it's not going to hurt them, a dog doesn't hear that. A dog doesn't hear you. What you're saying, it hears like Charlie Brown says, wah, 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 wah. I remember Charlie Brown's mother used to yell at Charlie Brown, and he'd go, all he would hear is, wah, 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 wah. Well, that's exactly what your dog hears. So all he knows is you're petting him, and you're rewarding him. You're rewarding him for being afraid. You're rewarding him for running away. You're rewarding him for attacking it. You're telling them it's okay to go do that. That's like telling your kids it's okay to steal. Go ahead, keep stealing. You can say, hey, Junior, I love you, but it's not okay for you to be doing what you're doing. You cannot reward your dog's fear. So when you're dealing with a dog who is a fearful dog, such as many people get from the shelter, especially the smaller dogs, first of all, there are a lot of reasons for that. Fear can come from the developmental stage that the dog happens to be in. If it's a young dog, from 4 to 8 months, it has the fear impact phase. And then from about 6 to 10 months, it has a flight instinct, which means it gets scared and it runs. And then from another roughly, 8 or 10 to 14 to 15 months, it goes through another fear impact phase. So that's why sometimes your dog will be totally fine with things, totally fine with people, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, your puppy gets afraid. It gets afraid of the exact same things that it's been seeing every single day. But it doesn't matter, because when it's going through the fear impact and flight instinct periods, or any of its developmental phases, all bets are off. No holds barred, because unfortunately, those dogs typically are not going to be able to get through that fear unless you get them through. How can you expect a dog to get past its past when you can't get past your dog's past? So if you don't teach the dog in a really nice but calm, confident kind of loving, reassuring way, yes, I understand you're afraid of that, but no, you're not allowed to be afraid, because I'm going to do the job for you of protecting you and providing for you. I'm going to take care of you. And if I take care of you and I'm so good and I'm so able to protect you and provide for you, you have nothing to be worried about. That is so important. You can't kind of give in to your dog's fear and let him run from his fears, because then the fears become greater. You don't want the fear to become greater. You want that dog to not be afraid because you are taking care of him. You are providing for him and you are protecting him. And if you are doing that job, then he has no job. And if he has no job to do, then guess what? Then you're the leader, he's the follower, he's happy, he's got all his bills paid, he doesn't have a mortgage payment or car insurance or anything else. And if he feels secure and confident that you are taking care of him, he's not going to be afraid of anything. So what do you do when you have the best dog in the world and your dog is out there and he's happy and he's healthy and he's running around and he's playing, and another dog goes after your dog? Or a little kid comes up and kicks your dog or hits your dog or pokes your dog, and your dog now is in a fearful moment. Well, it's really important that you not allow him to stay in that fearful moment. You want to get him out of that moment as quickly as possible. And by making sure that you keep your energy as calm, confident, and just in control of yourself, your dog will see that you are not worried. You're not frazzled because you took care of this situation. So if another dog goes after your dog, and assuming you have a smaller dog or, a dog who's a little fearful, yes, of course, check on the dog, but then get your dog, unless the dog is injured and requires medical attention, take the dog, if he just got a little shaken up, take the dog and walk him with other dogs that are good dogs, not the same dog that just attacked him, but with other dogs and other people for a couple of minutes until he calms down, he settles in again, and now his last memory, instead of being attacked by something and you picking him up and coddling him, and now he learned it's okay to be afraid of other dogs, well, instead of that, you're going to have the exact opposite, where he's going to have a good remembrance of what happened, even though you are going to be afraid the next time. Your dog is going to be thinking, oh, I made it. I'm okay. I don't have to worry about this. My mommy or my daddy is providing for me and protecting me and caring for me. And I love my mommy or daddy, and I'm okay. Life is good. That's how you prevent an issue from continuing on or from becoming something that prevents your dog from doing his intended purpose. Now, what would your dog's intended purpose be? Well, it depends on what the breed is. And yes, there are genetic issues with many dogs. There are physiological issues. There are chemical issues. But those are probably less than 1 or 2% where you have a dog who actually has serious issues that are either arising from genetics or from chemicals or even from things like lead poisoning. So we're going to talk in a moment about other things that you can do in the summer and how to avoid your dog being fearful of new situations or of new animals or people. It's not that tough to do. It's just a little bit different than what most people think of. It's just a little bit digressive from where most people think they should be. So stay tuned. We will be right back, and we'll throw in some good vocab words for your vocabulary as well. Stay tuned.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com, order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Welcome back to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, as promised, we're going to continue on with how to work with your dog who might have fear issues, especially in the summer. We're all out. And the problem is, those of you who have recently gotten a dog since last fall, when it started the grand ice age of the Northeast, and we've all been kind of snowed in, and we finally came out of the ice age about 2 weeks ago officially here in the Northeast. Well, when we're out there and we're working on things and we're, you know, doing yard work and we've got, you know, all kinds of things. We've got the weed whacker, we've got the trimmer, the hedge mower, the lawn mower, the edger, all these different things. And when we've got these things, you have to realize dogs should not be right near you when you're doing this. Your dog does not know that there's a gigantic thick string that could rip them open or get stuck in his hair. I've actually seen, I was at a veterinarian about 2 years ago, and I basically had to flag down the emergency vet as she was leaving because a dog came in, a really cute black lab mix. This dog came in, and he had a slice. It looked like somebody took a knife. He had been near the gardener and hanging out. Maybe, I don't know if he was going after the gardener, but he was definitely too close, and long story short, the dog was cut pretty severely by the plastic cord, the plastic line that whacks the weeds. I mean, what do you think is doing it? You put your finger in there, you're going to get a good cut. Well, this dog, because some of the line is actually sharpened and squared off so it cuts better with a little bit more force. Well, this dog got too close, and it really sliced into this poor animal. So the dog came in. It was bleeding pretty profusely from its leg. The vet was able to, get that fixed because the slice was very clean because of the way the injury had occurred. But why was that dog an inch from that weed whacker? Why is a dog right near a lawnmower, especially a commercial like a zero turn that has a big radius, that it can really, shoot a rock? I mean, dog could lose an eye. Dog could get hurt. And worst thing of all is the dog may feel that he has to protect you. He may believe that he's got to take care of you, that he's got to make sure that you're provided for and that you're protected. So we don't want the dog to think that he's got to do that job for us. Well, what do? First of all, you can keep the dog on a leash while you're doing any of this yard work, or have somebody in your family have the dog on a leash walking, not right next to you, but near enough to you that you're able to have this dog be around without being on top of you. It's very, very important to do that, because if you don't do that, you're going to end up having a situation where your dog is going to either run at the lawnmower or run at the vacuum cleaner, or he's going to run away from it and he's going to be terrified. I've seen where you get a frat house of, college boys, and, they'll have a kind of a dog that's in there. They feed the dog beer, some of the kids, not all, but some of these kids are feeding the dog beer. They're feeding the dog, nacho chips with spicy salsa, and they think it's funny. But one of the problems is these guys tend to have a lot of wild parties. They tend to have a lot of unstable energy around. And remember, dogs will not follow an unstable energy. People will, but dogs will not follow someone who's unstable. So after a while, especially if the dog is, a younger puppy under 15 months old and is still in any kind of its fear phases, many dogs, not all, but certainly many of them, if not most, end up with behavioral issues. And then what happens? The youngest kid graduates, and now there's a 2-, 3-, 4-year-old dog who has all kinds of behavioral issues. All the kids move away. Nobody can take a dog because they're all getting jobs somewhere. And now you got a problem because this poor little puppy from 4 years before was taken by space aliens called high school or college teen boys. And, unfortunately, these dogs are dumped in the shelter a lot, and they have a lot of issues. They have a lot of sensitivities. Remember when you were a young child? Remember when you were maybe only 5 or 6 years old, and you might have had something terrible happen to you, and you still remember it? Not that you live every day, thinking about it, but you are aware of it, and more importantly, it had an impact on your formative years, because you, during those years, were, involved with whatever you were doing as a kid, and you remember it much more intensely. So when dogs are puppies, it doesn't mean that a dog that United Canine Professionals rehabilitate, doesn't mean that that dog won't be perfectly rehabilitated. But what it does mean is that if you have a puppy, start now. Don't wait until your puppy's got a behavioral issue. You could have the best dog in the world, but unfortunately, that dog may have an issue. And, we're so excited that we've got people from all over the world and coming in, like I told you, for the Bark in the Park in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, in Flemington. We have our people, two people coming in that we've trained in Bulgaria, and then we have a woman from Alaska, Tennessee, we have Missouri, and then, of course, we have the East Coast. But it's pretty exciting when we've got people all over the world who are learning natural canine behavior rehabilitation. So you may know of somebody. Again, if you need help with your dog, call us. We do not charge for a free behavioral consultation by phone. You can call us at 855, the number 4, the letter K, the number 9, PROS, 855 for Canine Pros. And if you ask, if you need help with your dog, we're happy to help you. If you need your dog trained to be a service dog, or you would like to go to hospitals, nursing homes, or to learn how to do our in-school service dog program, like Casey Butler, like Missy Grillo, like Anita Burke, like so many of our other people, Laren Whitaker, all of these people that we have been training or have been certified and have graduated already in not only natural canine behavior rehabilitation, but also in the adaptive behavior therapies, animal-adapted therapies, therapeutic facilitation, and behavioral interventions in school, plus the cancer detection and disease detection dogs that we do, where nobody else can do what we do. We do real-time body dogs, real life, real time. You can find out if you have a health issue or, God forbid, a cancer or anything, and we can tell you within seconds. You don't have to go through CAT scans. We have our own dog scans. And, yes, that is trademarked and copywritten, so don't try to steal our dog scan idea. But we would love to teach you how to help us to work with more dogs, rehabilitate and train these amazing dogs, because, unfortunately, and we're going to talk about this in the next segment, most people in the world are not dog lovers like we are. There are a lot of people in a lot of countries who don't understand our passion, our ardor, our fervent belief that dogs are awesome and can save the world. They truly can. We'll be talking about that during our next segment. And, of course, we want to extend a very warm welcome to Gergana and to Simon, who are going to be coming in. They are on an airplane right now from Bulgaria. I'm so excited for them, and I'm excited for you. We'll have her as an interviewee next week, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. We are going to talk about some of the issues that can happen when you don't do what you're supposed to be doing with a dog. What happens when you get a dog and it's a rescue dog and the dog already has some issues? Well, there are a lot of things that we, and especially as women, love to do. We love to try to love the dog out of its issues. Well, that's a little bit of a problem, because you can't love someone out of their issues. All you're going to do is exacerbate, which means to make worse your behavioral issues, because the dog now, since you're weakening your energy, the dog sees you as potentially being, well, not the leader, because leaders are calm and confident, like Wyatt, like Wispa, like all of my dogs. And the coolest thing in the world is when, and I'm going to do a YouTube video of this, we were just talking about this a little while ago, When I have my 9 or 10 or 20 dogs, wherever I am, whether it's the farm or my home, and I open the door wide open, and I say, "Wyatt only," and there'll be 10 dogs or 20 dogs standing right there. Only Wyatt goes out, and he goes exactly where I tell him. And I say, "Wispa only," and only Wispa goes out, goes into the car where I tell him. And, Lexi only. So the other dogs, it's kind of like not winning in a raffle ticket. Well, Lisa Kakar, who is now in Texas, in Plano, Texas, you know how to play a raffle, and you know how to win a raffle. And guess what? When we were at the Calais Foundation fundraiser, what an awesome event. That was the night before last. It was Wednesday evening. What a fun event. We had, there was actually a really cute seeing eye dog who was already graduated, and he was kind of being naughty and misbehaving and not doing what he was supposed to, but he was only two. And I was so proud. We had Savannah, and we had Callie. Callie is just 1 year old. Savannah is just 2 years old, like a few days ago. And the girls were so well behaved. And we had all kinds of wonderful videos and footage and photos. And people kept coming up and saying, "How come your dogs are so well behaved? Why aren't they like stealing food or trying to play with the other dog or what? Why are they being so good?" Well, because they've been raised with a lot of love. They've been raised with our philosophy of natural canine behavior rehabilitation. They've learned that they don't have a job. They just have a couple of little responsibilities. And those responsibilities basically are, don't jump on people, don't run away, don't steal food, don't run out an open door. You know, it's just pretty simple. So you can take a dog, or I can take a dog that you might have a problem with or somebody might have an issue with, and I can take that dog and within just, a couple of minutes, that dog is going to be a completely different dog. Why is that? Because the dog who I am going to be working with is a dog who is going to be following me, doing what I ask it to do, but I'm not going to give the dog a million cookies. I'm not going to yell at the dog. I'm not going to tell the dog, "Hey, cut it out, buddy, I don't want you to do that." All I'm going to do is tell that dog, "Hey, buddy, I love you. Now, you don't need to be going and on and doing this stuff." And that's the real important part of it, is to make sure that people understand that, you know, dogs are pretty incredible creatures. But, of course, we have to make sure we're very clear when we have, you know, anything. We want to make sure that we are very clear in communicating with our dog. If our dog is not going to understand what we're asking of him, then let's face it. I mean, you can't have a dog who's going to be, you know, looking around all over the place and he's not going to be, finding a leader. We're not mad. We're never going to get mad at our dog, okay? We're going to love our dogs. We're going to teach our dogs with respect, with a connection. We're going to teach them what we expect of them. We're not going to get angry. Why would we get angry? If we get angry at our dog, it's our fault. We shouldn't be angry at them. They're just dogs. They're not trying to do something to hurt us. They're not trying to do something to make us angry. They're just dogs. And the fact that they're just dogs means that we should treat them with love, with compassion, but not teaching them that it's okay to be afraid. We don't want a dog to be afraid of thunder. We don't want a dog to be afraid of loud noises. We don't want a dog to be afraid. We don't also want a dog to be dominant. We don't want that dog to be doing something that he shouldn't be doing. We want him very simply to be able to understand what we're asking of him, why we're asking it of him, and not being mean about it. We're not being bossy. We're not being demanding. We're not going to be the bossy girl in second grade who nobody wanted to play with because she wanted to play her game her way, or his game his way. We need to understand why dogs do what they do. And if a dog is afraid, the last thing in the world you want to do is make the dog more afraid. Why would you want the dog to be afraid of you? Well, the answer is, you wouldn't want the dog to be afraid of you, right? So how can you prevent the dog from being afraid when you're doing something? Do what you're doing. Do what you do because it's what you do. Don't do things in fear. Don't do things in panic. Don't do things because you're worried about what the dog's going to do. Do what you do because it's what you do. And it's very, very important that you always remember to make sure that you're doing the right thing for your dog so that your dog understands what you expect of him and what you want him to do. You can't get mad at him if you didn't explain to him, right? But we don't want to talk and look at the dog and focus on the dog because then it shows the dog we're not in charge, and we are. So what happens when your fearful dog, your dominant dog, your dog with a behavioral issue, runs up to the front, to the window, or runs up to the door and starts slamming against the door, like my client yesterday had a dog that almost broke out their front door? Why do you think that dog was doing that? Because the dog thought that it was in charge. If you're in charge, then the dog is not in charge. But if you're not in charge, that means that the dog can be in charge. And if the dog is in charge, that means leader, follower. If he's it, you're not. And if you're not it, then you better be prepared for the view from behind, because that's what it's going to look like forever. So teach your dog. Set your dog up for success. Teach him what you expect of him, and don't get mad at him if he does something wrong. Just kind of hang out there. Hey, buddy, I love you. You're the best dog in the world. So we're going to make sure that we get everybody set in our last segment on the basics of how to introduce your dog to other situations, to loud noises, and to unfamiliar situations, and to understand why you do what you do and why you don't do what you don't do. Because sometimes the what you can't do's are much more important than what you can do's. And we're going to be back in just a moment with our last segment, For the Love of Dog.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great, I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great, I love food.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. And as promised, we are going to talk about how you can prevent behavioral issues and how you can introduce your dog safely and happily to new situations, places, and people. Well, one of the main things is to remember is that dogs are dogs. Silly, they're not humans. Dogs are dogs, and dogs think like dogs think because they're dogs. So when we look at something, first of all, anybody who's got a little dog out there, you know, something that's beagle size or below, if you look up, if you could get on the floor on your back and look up, that's what your dog sees. So your idea of a little house is just a big crate. And those of you who have a 10,000 square foot house, that's just a bigger crate. And if you lived in a college gymnasium or in a high school gymnasium, that would be even a bigger crate with four walls, well, actually six if you include the floor and the ceiling. The moral of the story is that wherever your dog is, he considers that to be a crate. He considers that to be a cave, a safe place, whether it's underneath a chair or under a bed or in an actual metal crate or airline crate, under the covers of your bed, in your bedroom, in the family room, wherever. But how can a dog understand that he's a part of your family if your dog sleeps in the other room? If your dog is sleeping in the other room or downstairs, and you guys are sleeping upstairs, well, would you have your youngest child who's 3 years old sleeping downstairs and you, the whole family, you're sleeping upstairs? Well, of course not. How could you protect your family member? So that's one of the main ways that dogs are able to understand that we're taking care of them or that they're taking care of us. Because if your dog is sleeping downstairs while you're sleeping upstairs, chances are he may have a behavioral issue. Now, there are, of course, times when you have an older dog who might be incontinent or you have a younger dog who's got to go potty training. I have a beautiful litter of Wyatt grandchildren, everybody who's been waiting for a champion line, purebred, beautiful Rhodesian Ridgeback puppy from Wyatt. Well, this is Wyatt's grand puppy, so it's pretty exciting. And Wyatt also has a litter in Pennsylvania from a beautiful, beautiful female whose daddy owns a winery, the Calvarese Winery, in really just a lovely, lovely place, lovely people. Wyatt is the daddy, so they're puppies again. Those of you who've been nagging me and patiently waiting for Wyatt puppies, we got Wyatt puppies and grand puppies. We're also going to be using some of Wyatt's grand puppies as service dogs for special needs children. So we need some more fosters. Well, what do you do when you have a brand new puppy and your puppy gets afraid of something? Well, you can do it the wrong way, and you can scream and yell and drag them to it, and it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. Or you can do it the right way, which is go to whatever the puppy is afraid of, assuming it's not dangerous and you're not going to get yourself killed. Go toward the item. Don't drag the puppy staring at him. You want the puppy to come with you. If you feel a tug on the leash and he's pulling the other way, don't drag him, but just continue to walk forward. So walk forward towards the item or towards the person, assuming it's safe and you're not going to be in the middle of a road or something, and just walk. Stop looking at the dog and thinking about the dog. Just go. You know, you can be in an airport, and, you know, recently there have been a lot of things coming up about fake service dog ideas. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, especially in the Midwest, I know there is a group who knows nothing about training service dogs, and they take dogs out of the shelter and, I guess, pray and maybe say a couple of prayers over it and pray that the dog isn't going to bite the person that they're placing it with. But they're not doing any of the background work. They're not doing any of the checking to make sure, and they're not doing any of the behavioral modification to be able to make sure that that dog is not going to be afraid of things and to make sure that the dog itself is in a good frame of mind where you're taking it. If your dog is going through a whopper of a fear phase, why are you going off to the mall? Don't do that. Work on the things that the dog is ready for. Don't overload your dog. But once you've committed to it, and I had a really funny thing happen at the mall. We were at the mall in New Jersey, and one of my people who was training, we were in a class, there were probably about 18 or 20 people, and we had three or four dogs with us, and the one young lady walked through the automatic door, and as she was walking through, somebody else was coming through the opposite direction, coming into the mall as we were exiting the mall, and I yelled over to her, "Keep going, don't stop." And she kept going because I told her, but she said she was going to stop because she felt that, oh, I have to let this other person who's coming toward me, you know, have the right of way. No, when you're training a puppy or a dog and you're going through something new, you go. You don't stop because the dog will perceive that pause in you, that wait, that time that you're lagging, as you're being insecure, and the dog won't go. And now you can actually ruin a dog on a staircase, on a marble floor, on tile, in an airport, in a bus terminal. It is so easy to ruin a dog. Well, I know how to fix that. I know how to teach people how not to let that happen to their dogs. And it's the same thing, whether it's a service dog or it's a companion dog or just a regular old pet. You want your dog to trust your judgment. You want your dog to trust that if you make a decision, that the dog should trust that you are going to take care of him, that you are going to have that connection, that love, that bond with him, and that you are going to make sure that he is safe. If he feels safe and he feels like you're in charge so that he doesn't have to be, he'll follow you anywhere. Case in point. I was working with a dog, a young dog, very, very fearful. It was in Jersey City, Hoboken area, right near the George Washington Bridge. We could actually look at New York City. Literally, we were on the water on the Jersey side. And this beautiful, beautiful puppy, very large breed puppy, who must have weighed close to about 80, 90 pounds already, if not more, and was maybe, I think she was 5 months old. Her owners were just about ready to give her up, not because they didn't love her, but because they felt that they couldn't be good leaders. They felt that the dog was too afraid and they couldn't fix it. Well, I took that same exact dog, and guess what I did? I took that dog all over the place, everywhere that I wanted to go. We went up and down, and it was raining, and it was windy, and it was crummy out, and she just followed me. And I'm not telling you that because I'm the only one who can do that. It's a state of mind that you get into. You can't be afraid. You can't stutter step. You can't pause. You can't hesitate. If you made a decision that you're going across that marble floor or you're going out through a door or you're going to go past the garbage truck, then by gosh, you got to do it. Now, you're not going to look at the dog. You're going to go forward. You're going to move toward the object as if you own the object and you're going through the object. This way, the dog sees that, hey, my mommy's in charge, my daddy's in charge, and the dog will not exhibit the fear. Once you do that several times, the dog will start to gain confidence in you, and you'll gain confidence in yourself. So it's really cool. Oh, boy, again, this hour goes so, so quickly. But, of course, it's what happens. So one of the things I'm going to just end with is call us. Call us at 855-4-K-9-PROS. Call us at 855-HI-WYATT, H-I-W-Y-A-T-T. Hi, Wyatt. And tell people about us. Tell people that we can help you with your dog with behavioral issues. We can train you to be a specialist, expert, or master in natural canine behavior rehabilitation. Join our team. Help us to help more dogs so we don't have 4 million dead dogs next year like we had this year and last year and the year before. We need to join together. We need to teach people that dogs are amazing creatures, that animals are incredible, and we shouldn't be euthanizing millions of animals for no reason whatsoever. Well, Thank you all so much for staying tuned, and we will be back next week with our Bulgarian and Alaskan and Tennessee and Missouri contingency from United Canine Professionals and Merlin's Kids. We will see you then. Have a great week.